You know, everybody talks about, oh, by the way, the Rays lost. Got to point that out because it was a very late night game. They do play this afternoon in the finale at Seattle. They lost 3-2, and they reverted back to their old ways, bad batting and a critical error that gave up the winning run and all of that kind of stuff. But and also the Bucks and Titans game will be blacked out on television, but not on radio. You will be able to hear it. In fact, you can visualize it better than you can even see it on TV.
That's what they say.
As done by Gene Deckerhoff. Everybody talks about the fiscal cliff that we're going to face at the end of the year, and there's such polarization in Congress. There are those who think they might not be able to come to any kind of compromise on how to extend Bush tax cuts or what to do about defense spending and things like that. But the question is, what's going to happen to us, the little people out here? And joining us right now is Alan Gassman, a Clearwater attorney with Gassman Law Associates. But he's written a book called The Annihilation of Wealth 2013, and it's what you need to know to help survive the so-called fiscal cliff. And Alan, what do we need to know?
Well, the main thing to know is that January 1st, 2013, a lot of money is going to be pumped out of taxpayers' paychecks and out of their bank accounts to the Internal Revenue Service, because this is just an out-of-control income tax increase.
I can't believe, though, that people in Congress are going to allow this to happen. In fact, I keep thinking they're going to work something out between now and November, although I think they only have one more session, but in order to go back and run for office, because they've got to answer these questions when they go back to the constituency about, why are you going to allow my taxes to go up?
Well, you know, they haven't been able to agree on anything yet.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people on different, between the separate aisles who can't agree. So the deadlock is going to be a perilous, awful feeling January 1st, 2013, if they haven't resolved it by then.
What are some of the taxes that go into effect on that day, Alan?
Well, one is a 3.8% brand new tax that nobody's ever paid on investment. Dividends, and even the sale of property. It could be the sale of your home.
Now, this is a health care thing, right?
That goes to the Medicare system.
Yeah.
A brand new 3.8% tax. It's only paid by people who earn more than $200,000 or $250,000 a year if they're single or married.
Oh, that's okay then.
Right. Yeah. It's okay for you guys. It's not okay for all my clients.
Yeah.
It's going to really cause their cash flow to start to crater.
Well, Alan, the rich get richer, the poor get poorer, but what is going to be the biggest threat to our individual ability to attain or reach financial security?
Well, you know, it's not only the fact that you're going to have an extra 2% payroll tax January 1st, or that somebody making $85,000 a year is going to pay an extra $15,000 of income tax with these Bush tax cut things. But what this is going to do to the economy is not going to be good, because the people who make the big money and spend the big money are going to be sending the big money to the government instead of spending it. For example, I have clients who are going to have to reduce their work staff. Their workforce is going to have to come down to pay for this, to pay for these taxes.
Even Democrats have admitted that you do not, especially in a down economy, jack up taxes on anybody.
Yeah.
Because it leads to fewer jobs. The president himself said that back in 2008, and Bill Clinton has been quoted as saying it on a couple of occasions. But it's works during election time, because it's a good old kind of pitting the rich against the poor type thing. Yeah, we'll get those rich people up there.
Exactly, because on one hand, he says, let's cure the budget on the deficit. On the other hand, he says, let's tax the people who make more than $250 a year. Those people don't have a lot of extra money to go around, so it's going to come out of somewhere.
You know, the alternative minimum tax has been a headache ever since they initiated it, because they felt some people didn't pay enough taxes. And obviously, because of inflation, all of a sudden the alternative minimum tax hits the middle class now, and they have to keep moving and moving and moving. But don't they realize the same thing will happen with the Bush tax cuts if they raise the taxes on people making $200,000 to $250,000 a year, that 10 years from now, $250,000 is going to be the same as $85,000 is today?
That's a very, very good point.
And they haven't indexed it. They don't even talk about indexing it. And you begin to wonder, are they really a bunch of fools up there, or what are they doing?
No, they're not fools, because they index their own pay raises. What they're doing here is to guarantee that more and more people are going to pay this tax as time goes on.
They seem to be so busy with so many things that they don't really cut to the core items and get things resolved.
Are there any options that we have on bringing this to a halt, Alan?
Options to bring it to a halt?
Yeah.
Pressure your senator, pressure your congressman, pressure your president.
Well, it's
to not pump so much money out of the economy and out from the people who are making things happen.
That doesn't seem to be working, though.
Well, I think the real problem is going to be getting any kind of compromise out of this group, because they are so much polarized. I think it's going to take one party controlling the House, at least 51 votes in the Senate, and the presidency in order to get anything done, whether it's good or bad or indifferent. But to make any progress in any way, I think that's going to have to happen.
Yeah. And in the meantime, what do you do? Like my clients, this new estate tax, January 1, 2013, if you die with a $2 million estate, you have to pay a $410,000 estate tax.
Oh, my God.
What, you know, how can you save your business if you die with a $2 million business and the business has to pay a $410,000 estate tax?
And on top of that, that's money that's already been taxed as well.
Yep.
Right. So, and how can we have a stable economy when you're trying to plan right now and you don't even know what the law is going to be in a few months?
Yeah, that's another outrageous part of this. Well, anyway, Alan, we appreciate your joining us on AM Tampa Bay and either alarming us or making us angry. The book is The Annihilation of Wealth, 2013. And Alan's a Clearwater attorney with Gassman Law Associates. And thanks for being on AM Tampa Bay.
Thank you
very much. I learn a lot from you guys.
Oh, thank you, Alan.
All right. Take care.